You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Can you eat your way to looking younger? That's my question for today. Recently, I was on a TV show, and the topic was foods that actually can make you look older and foods that can actually make you look younger. And if we incorporate the good ones into our diet and try our best to eliminate the ones that are bad, could we really affect the way we look? And it's fascinating. And I got to tell you that a lot of the foods that I'm going to mention to you is almost like common sense. And I'm sure most of you know a lot of the foods that are really good for you, because they're not only good for making you look younger, but they're good for overall health. But the thing that fascinated me the most when I was really doing my research on this was the science that's behind why we say to eat the things that you're supposed to and stay away from the things that you're not supposed to eat. So let's just start with a basic premise. And that is, all the cells in our body have a certain amount of time that they will stay alive until they start to deteriorate and die. So a perfect example of this is, as you see your hair start to become from this supple, beautiful, thick, wonderful growing thing, and as you start to get older, you start to realize that your hair kind of gives away some of your age. It's getting a little more brittle. It's not as thick as it once was. It doesn't have the same luster that it had. Those things are really happening all the time to every cell in your body. So when we're talking about doing something that's going to make your skin look more supple or make your skin not age as quickly or get as wrinkled, if there was some way to make sure that in your diet, if you were making sure that those cells, regardless of where they are, for your liver, for your skin, for your hair, if those cells could maintain its affinity for life, those cells will last longer and they won't die as early. And you can extrapolate this out as far as you want, but even within the cell, the DNA have little ends to them called telomeres. And there are certain products, certain things that you ingest, sun exposure, pollution, anything that causes an inflammatory process in the body cleaves or breaks off those telomeres, and they start to shorten the DNA. And as that gets shorter and shorter, death to those cells occur more frequently. So the reason why I'm giving you this background is because anything we can do to enhance the longevity of those cells and to make it so that their telomeres aren't being cleaved, and if anything, they're being protected, you're going to see a more youthful appearance everywhere. So let's go over some foods that, again, are going to make you age faster. And right off the bat, I can tell you that most people will know this one, and it's sugar. A lot of sugar running around rampantly in your body is going to cause problems on a number of different levels. But the one that we see most frequently is that it's going to drive your need for insulin higher and higher. And we know that that kind of thing scavenging around in your system is going to add to a lot of inflammation and a lot of hard work that your body has to do to try to figure out where all this extra sugar, carbohydrates are going to go. So not only will you start to get fatter because that extra sugar of carbohydrates are being stored as just body fat, but what it does is it actually breaks down collagen. And let's remember, when we're talking about skin in particularly, and when we're talking about the aging process, there are two main proteins that make up our skin, collagen and elastin. And they're proteins. And rampant running around of sugar in the system will definitely break down collagen. And when it breaks down collagen, it's going to lose its springiness. It's going to make that skin that you feel in a baby's cheek feel nice and juicy. And when it gets to be an older person, that squeezy, spongy type skin is very thin and almost brittle. And what we're losing there is the elastic properties, the collagen that makes up that scaffolding that makes everything seem so nice and juicy. So that's a problem. The collagen fibers need to be linked together in order for you to have support. And that's one of the prime reasons that anything that we give you as plastic surgeons that are enhancing your collagen production is actually going to help build this. We see that even with using topicals like Retin-A and products like that that we're putting in your skin. But just imagine if we could give you something that you could ingest that would make collagen grow better, that would support your collagen production, that would actually enhance and also protect the breakdown of collagen. And we'll get into that when we talk about some of the good foods. But again, just to sum it up, sugars definitely have been shown to break the link between the collagen fibers. And once that link is broken, the collagen starts to separate, get weaker, and you start to see more and more wrinkling, etc., of your skin. Other things like processed meats. Now, I'm sure all of you know that that's not the greatest thing for you to be eating, but the sulfites that are in the processed meat and other preservatives trigger an inflammatory response in the skin that accelerates the aging process. And this inflammatory process, again, like we're talking about, could be as simple as just cleaving the ends of these DNA fibers, and that's one of the issues. Artificial sweeteners, another one. That's a huge component to this because most people think if you're drinking a diet soda or a diet type of a thing, you're okay because it's not that much sugar. But the problem is that there is phosphoric acid that's in a lot of these diet sweeteners or artificial sweeteners, and that causes bone loss and bony resorption. So follow me for a minute. If your muscles and your skin is supported by your bony structure of your face, but we're withering that bony structure away by things like these artificial sweeteners, obviously the muscles aren't going to be able to be supported as well. Obviously the skin won't be able to be supported as well. And again, this contributes to the aging appearance. The other one that I wanted to mention is just margarine. And anything that's considered a polyunsaturated fat. For years, people thought that butter was worse to eat than a margarine. And now we know it's actually not true. So if you could have olive oil or other kinds of real types of fats, and we'll get into that in a minute, you're better off with that than anything that's considered a polyunsaturated fat. Margarine, for instance, these are the bad fats. These are the fats that increase, again, inflammation, and not only increase inflammation, but they also increase the disease processes that happen inside our cells. They cause skin damage by increasing the amount of dryness and dullness and wrinkling that you could see with inside your skin. So, those are just a few of the bad ones. I want to just mention one other that I know a lot of people try to limit as much as possible. But one of the ones that we talk about a lot when it comes to just watching our weight are sodas. And again, there was a recent study in California that talked about drinking one 20-ounce soda every day was comparable to your skin aging 5 years. So they compared this to cigarette smokers. They compared this to other pollutants. And believe it or not, just drinking a 20-ounce soda over many years will give you the appearance that the skin has aged 5 years. Okay. So what foods should we be eating? What things could we be using that'll actually enhance our appearance and make us look even younger? One of the first ones that I'm going to talk about is something that, you know, as a plastic surgeon, we would love people to be eating every single day anyway. But that's blueberries, vegetables, things that have these vibrant colors usually connotate that there's something going on with these fruits and vegetables that could help us internally. And we talk about these as being antioxidants. And to understand what that really means, here it is in like a little vignette or a little nutshell. These antioxidants protect our cells that are constantly being bombarded from just an aging process. So regardless if you're sitting outside baking in the sun, which you know is bad, and that's causing sun damage, or if you're sitting in traffic with all the traffic and pollution that's going on, that's bad. If you're sitting around with someone smoking cigarettes, that's bad. So anything at all that you know that's bombarding our cells in general is causing us to not only deteriorate internally, but so actually causing our skin and the overall thickness and health of our skin to start to wither. Wouldn't it be great if you could take an internal supply of something that was working as a protectant against these oxidative stresses? And that's really what an antioxidant does. It protects against these oxidative stresses. And it protects our skin from things like sun damage, from the stress and pollutions. And it prevents collagen loss. So aside from just getting a plastic surgery procedure or just coming in to get some sort of a treatment done on your skin that's a cosmetic procedure, we would love for you to be able to be doing something internally that's working symbiotically to make everything work great. So the blue in the blueberries, the peppers that have the vibrant reds and yellows and all those other things, those colors many times signify the fact that they actually are the colors that protect us from what's going on in the environment. And another two that I want to mention right off the bat are tomatoes, that are a phenomenal source of an internal sunscreen. So we're applying sunscreen to our skin, hopefully when you're going to the beach, but this is a way of doing it on an internal basis. Okay, another one that I want to mention to you is, again, you probably read about it, you probably hear about it all the time, but it's green tea. We know now that green tea probably has 100 times a more efficient way of delivering vitamin C than just eating or drinking juices. So if you could incorporate that into your diet, that's another way to fight free radicals or this oxidative type forces. Let's talk about the good fats. So we already mentioned that a bad fat would be something like a polyunsaturated fat that's like a margarine. What about avocados? Avocados contain the really good fats. And when I say it's a good fat, it's considered a monounsaturated fat. A few things that these types of fats do, and again, extra virgin olive oil is another great supply. It reduces the oxidative stresses like we talked about. It reduces insulin resistance. It reduces inflammatory responses by the body. And it helps, again, in an internal way to protect against photoaging. When we see patients that have problem skin, like acne-prone skin or eczema-type skin or rosacea, one of the things that we can tell patients to do, and this may be for you, avocados actually help the sebum or the oil production in your skin. So many times, just putting you on something like an avocado or something that's maintaining the good fats in your system will help you regulate the sebum or the oil production. And that can help a lot of times in just patients that really do have acne-prone skin. The vitamin A and the vitamin E that we find in all of these fruits and vegetables helps repair damaged skin. So when we give you a vitamin E product to apply on your skin after a surgery, so we ask you to massage it into the scar, etc., wouldn't it be great if you were taking these products internally so that internally you were also, in a sense, massaging the scar and making things look better? Let's talk about beta carotenes, like in carrots and other types of fruits and vegetables. These, again, protect against skin damage from sunlight. It protects against UVA and UVB rays, and they work as the scavenger hunter type of agents in our system to go after the UVA and UVB rays that may be coming in. They actually absorb them. And they can do this because these antioxidants called carotenoids are really plant pigment. And you can tell the really good ones, again, like I was saying, because they have all the bright colors like red and yellow. And all of these act to absorb the vitamin. They're absorbing the UVA and UVB rays that are coming in. Again, I could talk to you about a lot of other healthy foods, but I just want to leave you with two other things that I really think are very, very important. And that is, you may know that we've been doing a lot of procedures in the office here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery that have to do with using your own body's tissues in a way to make you look younger. One of them would be, you know, taking fat from an area where you don't want it to be and spinning it down and re-injecting that fat into your hands or your face or your butt. How about taking some blood products, spinning it down, and then taking this platelet-rich plasma, this PRP, and injecting it into your scalp so your hair grows better and it gets thicker. Injecting that same PRP into your skin so that fine lines and wrinkles start to go away and the quality of your skin improves. Well, on a real global level, here's what I really wanted to tell you. If the PRP that we're harvesting from you, your blood, and the fat that we're harvesting from you, your own fat, isn't healthy, the chance of those procedures working as well as they could may be affected. And that's why when I went on this TV show, that was one of the main things I really wanted to focus on, is not just the sense that you could come in to a plastic surgeon's office, get creams, get injectables, get different procedures, but if you could actually enhance your body's ability to fight off things like UVA and UVB rays, if you could enhance your ability to maintain the thickness of your own collagen, Then when we do procedures like PRP or fat grafting or even a facelift or a tummy tuck, just imagine how much better that you'll heal, but how much better the actual procedure could be on you in someone that's eating all of these healthy things and staying away from things that are making you appear older or unhealthy. There you have it, everyone. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we will be speaking with you again in a week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.